Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we discuss the shocking Daytime Emmy Outstanding Drama nominations and all the major acting categories. Who knew that this year's nominations would be crazier than last? Welcome.
Hello.
Tina, welcome.
Hello.
Jillian, welcome.
Bueno.
Mel, welcome.
Hey.
And joining us from TV Guide Canada, Nelson Branco, welcome.
What's up?
Well, let's see. Three shows that I never thought I would see on the Outstanding Drama Series nominations list for 2008. And the 2009 awards, that is, aired in 2008, nominated in 2009. All My Children.
Oh, the nominations were announced today?
Who knew?
Oh, my God.
Were the enemas.
The enemas, there you go. All My Children, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Days of Our Lives were nominated our Outstanding Drama. Jamie, want to take a first stab at this one?
You know, my first stab was, I'm still reeling from last year's. Last year was basically the beginning of the end. I'd begin thinking these nominations, this process was a joke years ago when, you know, YNR actually used to deserve it, but, you know, they did the block voting and Jill Farren Phelps did it at G8, so it was always a who block voted better, but just when you think they can't get any more lame and ridiculous, you see The Bold and the Beautiful, All My Children, and Days of Our Lives, the three most universally lamented shows of last season, nominated for Outstanding Drama Series. Is it any more evidence needed that we're just all irrelevant, that this isn't making any difference whatsoever, and we should let the hacks win and be done with it?
Well, and you wrote a post on Daytime Confidential about an opposite way of thinking. I would encourage anybody who is interested in doing so to check it out.
The theory of opposite thinking.
There you go. Check it out at DaytimeConfidential.com.
And I was writing that. I really wasn't even writing that about the Emmys. I was writing that all the madness was happening while I was busy copy editing that. Then I hit submit, and I see that you've posted the Emmy nominations, and I just sit there and go, could I have not picked a better day to write a theory of opposite thinking? These nominations came from opposite land, you know, where All My Children, Days, and B&B are obviously the best shows on television.
No, they didn't.
Nelson, does this look as crazy up north as it does down here?
Crazier. Even though we Canadians got some love, Susan Haskell, Bree Williamson, and Andrew Miller, and my producer friend Zev, who produces the early show, just a shout out for him. But yeah, it is pretty batshit crazy. I am, you know, every year I am shocked at how stupid this industry is. If the Emmys are a barometer for excellence, and this is what they claim to be excellent, when two of the best shows, YNR, One Life to Live, weren't nominated for Best Drama, you know, it just sort of makes you realize, wow, I mean, I've been wasting 2 years of my time and my ink and my fingers typing, you know, away, trying to save this industry, trying to, you know, herald great work and lament bad hackery and, well, that's redundant. And the three worst shows of last year were nominated. And I am shocked that Maria Rena Bell, who brought YNR back to its glory days this past year, was snubbed in both the writing and drama series. And I don't even think YNR has never been not nominated, you know, in those categories in the last two decades. You know, Ron Carlovati got a One Life head writing nod. But when they were announced on the Today Show, I was, like, questioning if he got that. But, you know, luckily he did. I doubt he'll win. But, yeah, it's but like I said last year, it's embarrassing, it's disgusting, it's unforgivable.
Jillian, The Young and the Restless was snubbed after a stellar work last year, especially in the last half. Reactions?
I know Lynn Marie is sitting somewhere with her accomplice that stole those reels and is like, you know, I gave them innovative storytelling and storytelling that I wanted to see, and they brought a bell back, and she brought back the old heads and got snubbed. I know she's sitting somewhere with her biodegradable suit or something on, with her recycled,
earrings.
Her recycled earrings.
She's like, that's karma for using water bottles.
I know, right? But seriously, I just know they're just sitting on that set saying, what the fuck? Because I did. I was like, maybe Luke, I'm not making a dig at you, Luke, but I really thought, I'm going to tell you the truth, I'm not going to lie, thought that you really, you know, didn't write it well. I was like, maybe Luke got this shit wrong.
Honey, I went to the Natus website.
I was like, maybe Luke got this shit wrong. And when I saw, I was like, oh my God. Like,
did you not?
I was all ready to email and be like, Luke, did you get that right? Did you not? What are you looking at? I was already like,
No, listen, I saw the Today Show, and do you know that, like, I think I caught, like, about 5 or 6 names misspelled on the screen?
Not to mention the fact that Kathy Griffin was next, next, next. She couldn't get rid of that thing fast enough. And if you were watching the Today Show clip that appears directly after it in the player, they have Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock who comes on. And you have them talking about this great episode of 30 Rock. And so the producers of the Today Show have found a picture of Jane Krakowski from another soap. I don't know which one it was.
Search for Tomorrow.
And she goes, what are you trying to do? This was not an approved picture. How could you? Are you trying to blackmail me? It was like, here's a very wonderfully talented actress and from soaps. And she's basically.
Well, why should the Today Show know what she was?
We need to know. I know. I'm just saying it's like even Jane Krakowski is looking down on the soaps that gave her a career. Tina, I want to go to you. Like Jillian, is it bittersweet considering One Life to Live was pretty good last year?
Well, I think this is just backlash from the rape mants. And, you know, I think this was people's way of saying that they just didn't like it.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't think that. I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm not even going to say what I think. I've heard from people today. People did a little bit of let's vote for the bet. They didn't before they realized about the whole the prenoms are going to be the final thing. A lot of people were voting for bad shows because they thought it would better their chances. And I heard that from insiders.
If you look at this list, I'm sorry, a 2-year-old can see that people block voted. It's completely and utterly obvious.
And these other actors and people who vote for this, they don't care about the rape mans. They care about if their friend is writing for that show or, like, if the fans voted, that would, yeah. But the people in the industry don't care about the rape mans, or they didn't get as upset about the rape mans as we did.
Well, I have heard that there are some people in the industry that before they went to vote, they kind of floated around online a little bit to see what people were saying. The ones that just didn't have an opinion.
Well, the rape man's topic.
So they didn't go to any Days of Our Lives sites then, because apparently.
Well, they do care about the rape man's. They do. Y'all need to stop saying that. They do, because this is the rape man's. This is the rape man's of the daytime Emmys. I'm like, fuck the rape man's.
It's a long rape man's.
They don't even watch each other's shows. They don't even know what the rape man's is, except for us freaks.
Mel, I want to go to you now. Guiding Light was snubbed. Now, granted, it did not have a... to be honest, I'm going to get killed for this, but I'm not sure that there was a whole lot in 2008 proper to qualify. 2009, they've had a great comeback, but they didn't have the strongest of year writing-wise last year. What's your thoughts on Guiding Light?
Of the millennium.
I'm trying exactly. to be nice. They didn't get a nomination. I don't want to kick them when they're down.
Writing-wise, no, but I think the actors deserves to get some credit.
But, we haven't got the actors. Drama. We're talking about drama series. So just to clarify, for the drama series, do you think it should have been in one of the nominations, or do you think they got what they deserve?
Outstanding drama series, no. Because we all, that's it, I'm going to say it. The writing was abominable.
You mean you didn't like seeing Beth Ellis pay her bills?
No.
Okay.
It was truly horrible. And then toward the end of the year, it started getting better. And then we all know what happened in the first year this year. But it is what it is.
Well, they pity voted for Days. Why didn't they?
Hell you know, yeah.
Other people who didn't try to control the vote by voting for the best, you know, I mean, for the worst, the rest of them pity voted for Days. So it's
well,
like,
and I want,
no, like, I think, I think NBC and ABC got together to make sure CBS kind of fell by the wayside.
That might be true. Who knows?
I believe it.
Now, Jamie, I'm going
to bring... doesn't have time to get together with anybody. It interrupts his golf game.
Jamie, I want to take and go to you on something, because last year, One Life to Live, One for Writing. Mm-hmm. Now, this year, if Days of Our Lives wins for Best Drama, it means that Dena Higley would have been involved in winning two Emmys 2 years in a row. Any thoughts?
Oh.
Dena Higley is not writing Hallmark cards over there at that show. She's not writing her last name. Allison Sweeney is the star of The Biggest Loser. How you like that save? There's no rhyme or reason with this, but since we must discuss it, it's like, I believe Days, for the ones who weren't just trying to put the bad people up, I think Days got a sympathy vote. Everybody was like, oh, it's going to be canceled. Like God and Light got last year, all those sympathy votes.
Well, Sky and Light got 2 years worth of sympathy.
Yeah,
votes. Let's
I said that's all this was. And it, no, but the sad fact of the matter is the three people that we've lamented the most this last, well, Ellen Wheeler did. I guess Ellen's like, damn it, they lamented me too. What did I get an award?
Well, she didn't get a directing award, that's for sure.
But all my
Hallelujah.
Children. You know, with Chuck Pratt, and well, I don't even know, you know, when this nomination thing, whatever. But, like, under Julie Hannon Crap Others and Chuck Pratt and
Up
Brad
Chuck
Bell,
Pratt.
Who's been phoning it in for 2-3 years. And then you got, I mean, it's crazy. Gene Passanante is pissed off. She and Chris Galtman are like, what the freak are we not up for Best Drama if the other worst shows are up for it? So that's all I can gather.
Outstanding Lead Actress. The nominees are Debbie Morgan, All My Children, Maura West, As the World Turns, Susan Flannery, The Bold and the Beautiful, Susan Haskell, One Life to Live, and Jeannie Cooper, The Young and the Restless. Jillian,
what?
Your Coop got a nomination.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I was scared that damn Chewbacca Chapman was going to get it. I was saying my Hail Marys. When I saw Coop, I was like, yes! I had to go on the website again to make sure. I was like, maybe Luke is going to scare me with this one and be like, surprise, she got it. But I'm so happy Jeannie Cooper finally got Outstanding Lead.
I think I'm going to begin to take offense to the fact that Jillian doesn't believe anything I write.
It is the nomination. Come on now.
Let's move on to As the World Turns.
What?
Jamie, Maura West nomination.
Oh, anytime Maura West is on a list, it's good as gold. Maura West is, in my opinion, one of the two best actresses in daytime, the other being Michelle Stafford. Well, I know that might get me lambasted. Now, I hope Jeannie Cooper gets the award because I feel like she had the best material this past year. But Maura West is one of those people that you hear, you know, the cliche is written about that you'd watch read the phone book. I mean, she is phenomenal. I almost, and I know this might get me blasted with As the World Turns fans, I will be itching for the day that I can do a wishful casting for her because she could kill on Y&R and One Life to Live. I mean, she is being wasted on that train wreck of a show, and she, you know, she should be paid all of their budget for salary. She and the Nuke Boys, because that's about it.
Wouldn't she be a good Victoria Newman?
You're going to cast everybody and their mothers that role.
She's a bit old for Victoria, but I don't. But
it's
yeah,
better
but she,
than that drip.
Nelson.
Oh, anybody. I mean, I could play Victoria Newman better than Amelia.
Yeah,
Hines.
You can. But
Nelson.
Get somebody that combs their hair, like.
Nelson, tell me, talk to
me. We have company. You all settle down and let Luke ask Nelson a question.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Nelson, talk to me about Debbie Morgan.
Debbie Morgan. She committed to scenes in which she finds out Jesse's alive, so that was, you know, it's not a shocker. Well, I guess it is a shocker that she's nominated because she deserves it. I think it's going to be between her and Susan Haskell and Jeannie Cooper. This is the best category at the Emmys this year, I have to say. Everyone deserves it. If Debbie Mora, Susan Haskell, and Jeannie Cooper win, I'll be happy. But it's always the person who sort of least deserves it, and so I bet Susan Flannery will take it. Because that's just the way the Emmys work. But I think Debbie, I would put my money on Debbie, and she's well-loved.
Tina, Susan Haskell had an amazing year last year. Last fall was great acting on her part. What's your take on her?
Well, I was really, happy to see her get nominated. I don't know if she's going to win. This has become such a crapshoot here, the way they do this, that, who knows who's going to come out of this. But it was nice to see her and Debbie Morgan recognized for some great work. Kind of hilarious at the people who got snubbed, but hey.
Mel, yes. Catherine Kelly Lang can't get a nomination to save her life.
She can't. It's sad, and she deserves it so much.
It ain't no
Peter Reckle can.
Oh.
Oh, no, I get it.
She got snubbed, and Gina Tognoni, where is she in this category? Because she was awesome last year. Well, where's Laura Wright?
I have a feeling those reels with their new production module really scare people off. I mean, that's, despite the cancellation, I really think Ellen submitted all just to prove a point because she's been nominated. She's swept the Emmys every year, and she thought, this will validate me, And I think the industry, those scenes are hard for us. Those episodes are hard for us to watch. Can you imagine, Melody Thomas Scott watching that stuff? Oh, my God, that's going to happen to me. So, I need a lot of lighting and makeup.
Now,
don't call me Miss Piggy for nothing. Oh,
ooh.
I love it. Yes, I love her.
No,
outstanding lead actor. Outstanding lead actor. Torsten K, All My Children, Peter Reckle, Days of Our Lives, Anthony Geary, General Hospital, Daniel Cosgrove, Guiding Light, Christian LeBlanc, The Young and the Restless. Tina, Anthony Geary got a nomination yet again.
It's a joke. He should just not even submit himself. If he had any respect, self-respect whatsoever, he wouldn't even put himself in.
What does it matter?
I mean, Boston, Tina.
What?
Are you from Boston? You're acting.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, what does it matter? I mean, they don't matter. These daytime Emmys are not, they don't matter outside of daytime. They're as good as, a gold chain from the 80s. I'm like, why keep submitting himself? Is it just for ego gratification? He
it
works
is.
2 months yeah. out of the
well,
year.
Well, can I add something? I hung out with him in February at the Broadway Cares thing, and I talked to him about if he was submitting himself to the Emmys. He said yes, or I had known that he already submitted himself. And he said, yeah, I don't really think I'm going to be nominated because I really didn't have very much material, or I think I deserve it. And I looked at him, I'm like, of course
what?
I didn't say this, but I'm like, why'd you submit yourself then, you asshole? I mean, if you don't think you deserve to win, nor do you think you have, the material. I mean, of course you could read the, Yellow Pages or lick Nathan Parsons' face and get a nomination. But why did you pick yourself up? He told Michael Logan's TV Guide today online, because he had reaction from nominees, that Tony Geary said, oh, this is such a surprise, and a new old dog can learn new tricks. I'm like, well, you told me 3 months ago you didn't deserve it, nor did you have the material. So these actors, if I hear, I would love 1 year for an actor to say, oh, I didn't even know the nominations were announced today. I woke up at like 4 a.m. to get a call. Oh, please, they're all staying up all night.
They don't have to anymore.
Smoking cigarettes going, please, please let me be nominated.
Jamie, Peter Reckle, one half of one of your favorite couples.
My favorite couple, and he shouldn't be on this list.
He should be instead.
He shouldn't have been on this. The only time, and I love me some Bowen Hope, but it's never been because of acting. But they were just a big, splashy, great romance. And the only time I've ever thought, wow, he deserves a nomination was when they killed his son. And no, I'm sorry. Psychic Beau and the Adventures of Irrelevance does not, no. And that's what I was saying on the boards, because so many Days fans are so happy. And, years ago, I would have been with them, because growing up watching Days, I used to hate the Emmys anyway. That's probably where this disdain started, because Days never got nominated when they deserved it. Because, you know, there were because Days has always been looked down as like it's the Aaron Spelling type syndrome. You know, it was splashy, big. It was the most popular at a lot of times, you know, judging by the Soap Opera Digest Awards and by fan mail and stuff like that. But they never got cred. But there were times when they did deserve acting nods. Eileen Davidson, you know, Peter and Christian during Zach's death, and Christian during Princess Gina, and Deirdre Hall when they did The Devil Possession. No one would ever touch that, though, because they were these self-loathing people who are like, oh, my God, we can't recognize anything like that. I mean, you know, Vicky can fall down a tunnel and be in another world and have a baby, and she can still get eight, and she's a better actress than Deirdre Hall. But I'm just saying, so many of these other shows were doing ridiculous, over-the-top BS storylines, too, but there was always this disdain about Days. So I understand why Days fans are so happy. But if it's not the year that they actually deserve the nomination, it's a hollow nomination. It's not like, ooh, yay, Peter finally got nominated. Well, Peter didn't deserve it. Peter didn't deserve it, and because he's on this list, people like Darnell Williams and Peter Bergman, who did have the material, aren't on the list.
Mel?
I did find out what Peter submitted, and he submitted the scene where Sean Douglas died, or Sean Brady died. So, and I think they submitted I think they submitted all that plane crash stuff, which was the residue
was
of Logan Sheffer's work.
Yeah.
Let's not forget.
Yeah.
I'm going to demand, I get the Emmy reels every year, but the first time they've never released the pre-nomination reels, I'm going to demand that to send me every pre-nomination reel, because I want to see what Days could have beat Young and the Restless in Best Drama, or what Peter Reckle did that beat Darnell Williams in Outstanding Lead Actor.
I'm telling you, I know exactly what it was.
Oh,
it was
God.
That stuff where they had Allison Sweeney and James Scott looking like old Irish and Italian people.
No,
I'm joking.
The year before.
Yeah, that was the
year.
Well,
the plane crash was the culmination of it all. They were all in
early this year. Yeah, it was early last year, 2008. For once, Luke is right.
It does happen from time to time. Mel, Daniel Cosgrove, opposite Marcy Ryland, was one of the few redeeming things about last year on Guiding Light, and he got a nomination. Is this Jamie said that Peter Reckle was hollow. Is this a hollow nomination? Or are you glad for him?
I'm glad for him. I don't have a problem with Daniel Cosgrove being on this list. I mean, I think he's good, but I think there are more people deserving than him to be on this list.
Yeah,
but
there
I don't
are.
Have a problem with him on the list.
Okay.
I like Daniel. Daniel does what he's there for. He plays the good old boy Lewis. But I didn't see not one episode of Guiding Light last year where I thought, that's an Emmy.
True. I mean, I don't have a problem with him on the list. I mean, I know he's good, so. But there's more people who should be on this list, like Peter Bergman, Darnell Williams, and I think Robert Newman should have been on here, too.
Exactly.
Jillian?
Yes, he had some great stuff.
Christian LeBlanc. I know when I think of Emmy worthy stuff for him last year, I immediately think of the scene where he's drinking the alcohol and talking to what's his name from Dallas?
Dallas?
Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing.
Well, what? technically, yeah.
Well, yeah, Dallas, he was on both, but still.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
I think
Shackelford, Luke. The names are in the window.
Shackelford's name isn't in the window.
Well, shit, we could type it in there.
You still need to know
okay.
his
name. Listen, leave him alone. He's very upset, like me.
Larry Hackman!
Outstanding lead actress.
So, Christian LeBlanc did have Emmy-worthy stuff. What's your take on his nomination?
I'm 50-50. I mean, he had some good stuff when he found out from his mother of ham, Gloria, that she sold his father down the river. He had some good stuff. And then when he found out that Lowell was playing him, it was some good stuff. But for him to be there again,
he and Gina Tonioni.
A Wonderful Life episode in which
Yeah, that too. I think that maybe Eric Braeden should have been there. I'm not saying that because, you know, I like my Victor Newman, but he had some stellar shit when Frenchie Fufu.
Well, you know,
Eric Braeden didn't make the prenoms. It was Peter Bergman
and
Christian
see,
is one
problem.
Of those.
You know, when people like Melody Thomas Scott, Eric Braeden, Trevor St. John weren't prenominated, you know, that's already depressing to begin with, and you know, you lose trust and love for this award show system. But then when the people who were pre-nominated, who at least sort of deserved it, aren't nominated,
yeah.
then you just mm-hmm. want to jump off a cliff.
So, Nelson, tell us about Torsten Kay.
He's Jamie Lunar's favorite person, and he's great in bed. I don't know. Yeah, he's great. I'm fine with him being there. He's a good actor. I think
he
will be nominated because he's really loved and revered in the industry. I don't know what he submitted, but I
holding
know
that baby up to the sky, probably.
It was the Lion but King dance.
This is the first time that, even though they're not married, that a real life couple is nominated in lead and lead actor and actress because, you know, him and Susan Haskell are both nominated in lead.
I thought they were married.
No.
They don't know, and they're not married. They're living in sin.
They like to shack up.
They're
like
common law.
Yeah, common law.
That's what we call them in Texas.
That's what we call them, too.
Outstanding. Oh,
okay. Can I just say one thing? I am shocked that that little autistic kid who plays Theo was not nominated as Outstanding Lead Actor.
Shut up.
And I just want to say, Christian LeBlanc makes everything an Emmy-worthy performance, and that's not a compliment. Every time he has a scene, it's... You know,
he is
I'm
Judith
doing
Chapman's son.
Yes,
yeah,
they're both doing right. Hamlet at the park every
lately.
Oh my God!
If they have them tying their shoes, it's like I've got to tie my shoes the best way I've got.
That is mini Auntie Mame right there. There, I said it. Mm-hmm.
Outstanding supporting actress: Melissa Claire Egan, All My Children; Alicia Minshew, All My Children; Julie Pinson, As the World Turns; Tamara Braun, Days of Our Lives; and Bree Williamson, One Life to Live. Mel.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on Julie Pinson?
I don't have a problem with her on this list. I actually enjoyed Janet last year. She added a little extra flavor to the show. I don't know.
And I honestly think that next to Michael Park, she was more or less best co-scene.
And she's
chair.
A true supporting actress,
oh, yeah.
unlike
mm-hmm.
Alicia Scaredy Cat Minshew, who is a lead actress on 17 Days a Week, who's afraid to put herself up.
Hold up, Nelson. Don't you be churching up in here, okay?
Oh, that's... I'll church your ass
no,
up, darling.
No, that's me. Don't
okay,
you can
fight your stuff up after this is over.
She's a scaredy cat. I love Alicia, but she's a
yeah.
scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Put yourself up in lead actress. You're on the show. You know, on Sunday I tune
she's
in.
She's happy. She has hated the fact that she has not been nominated, and Eden's won an Emmy. Susan Lucci's won an Emmy. She's the only All My Children actor who's hardly ever been nominated. And today, I bet you she's doing cartwheels.
But she's still shouldn't
be on supporting. But here's the question.
When you have to take a break from the show because you've been on too much, you shouldn't be on supporting.
Well, but that was going to be my question. Was that like 3 or 4 month break enough to make it so that she wouldn't qualify?
This category is a phony. Without Kathy Breyer, Adrian France, and Crystal Chappelle, I'm like, who cares?
Oh, yeah, Crystal Chappelle. I mean, I'm sorry. Bree Williamson, you know, she did some good stuff.
Another lead actress slumming in support. In category.
Kathy Breyer should have been the One Life to Live nomination.
I know, that was a shameful omission.
Bree Williamson played 17 characters and Alicia was on 17 Days a Week. Supporting. Beats all I've ever seen.
Nelson, I could be attributing to this the wrong person, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you said that Tamara Braun would be nominated for the simple fact that she has voters from both All My Children and Days of Our Lives to vote for her.
I did.
And General Hospital.
And General Hospital.
Oh, God.
You know, the Imaginary Bitches Clan. And, you know, I didn't put her on my predictions list, and she was on my who would get nominated, but then I just thought... You know, Days, it's a miracle if Days gets any nominations. Of course, this is the year that they, you know, got, you know, place number two in terms of nominations. At the last minute, I deleted her name, and I was like, ugh, even though I know she's really well-loved. But, you know, she had a lot of batshit crazy scenes opposite Stephen Nichols, so I thought maybe that would scare off the voters. Clearly, it didn't, so I do kind of regret putting her in. But I have said in the past that she would... you know, be nominated. I'd have preferred it if she was nominated for All My Children. But I'm sure Alicia Minshew didn't want to have her at all in the same category. Actually, now they are in the same category. Interesting.
Tina basically summed it all up when it comes to Bree Williamson. Just going around the circle real quick, no one's mentioned Melissa Claire Egan Any thoughts?
She's actually a supporting actress on All My Children. She belongs. Alicia doesn't.
My argument was, did she really have anything good enough to qualify? But I guess good doesn't necessarily mean that you need to. Jamie, Nelson, any thoughts on Melissa Clarigan?
I'm happy for her. I think that she's an okay, I mean, considering the nominations, this was a happy one for me. I didn't think she would break through. I mean, I was there on the SoapNet cruise, and Van Hansen didn't even know who she was. And they became best friends on the cruise, but he's like, who are you? So I wasn't sure if the Academy knew who she was. I mean, look, it took Alicia 10 years to be nominated. So Melissa, you know, started off right from the gate. So good for her.
Watch, this will end up being like Alexa Havens and Eden Riegel.
Yeah, and, you know, working with Cameron Matheson, she deserves something. Oh, did I just say that?
Outstanding Supporting Actor. Vincent Irizarry, All My Children. Jacob Young, All My Children. Van Hanses, As the World Turns. Bradford Anderson, General Hospital. And Jeff Branson, Guiding Light. Bradford Anderson. Tina?
Yay.
Well, I mean, he's a supporting actor. I'm surprised that his Spinelli speak didn't turn people off, but it obviously, you know, didn't.
I know it would have done
well,
me.
Well, it has in the past.
You know,
he's been nominated before, so.
So, you know, it's a good thing for him. You know, I don't know, once again, when you're on that many days a week, are you truly supporting? But I guess there's a fine line there.
Yeah, now, I'm happy for him.
Yeah. Jillian, Vincent Irizarry spent time on both Young and the Restless and All My Children last year. What's your take on his nomination?
I mean, he's a good actor, but it's like a head scratcher. It's kind of a head scratching thing for me. I'm just like, huh? What?
I think Michael Grazide could have filled that spot quite easily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Michael.
Should have.
John Paul of OCA. I mean, you know, say what you want, but John Paul did some great work last year.
You can say that all you want.
Okay, well, you know, compared to some of the other nominees, I mean, I think he's just as good or better than Bradford. This isn't such a bad category. I mean, I actually would rather put Vincent in lead, actually, because he did drive all that story when he first came on. And he did come on, like I was telling Jamie earlier, like gangbusters, his first, you know, month when he came on. It was kind of sexy and hot.
Mourning the dead, babe.
Yeah, and I think he probably submitted something like that. I mean, yeah. It's hard to talk about this or handicap it without knowing what they submitted yet, so I'm sure we'll get a list soon.
Jamie, Tina brought something up about Bradford Anderson's Spinelli speak. And in previous years, Trent Dawson has been nominated, but he's been primarily comedic. Do you think that will have an impact on Bradford Anderson's chances? And then tell me
what
you think about
Spinelli can do both. Spinelli not only did comedy. I mean, he has all these amazing brokenhearted scenes with Maxie where he drives home that he's not just a comedian. And I think that will serve him in good stead. I don't know that he'll get it, but this is another category that it's just like without Michael Grazide here, I'm just like, I don't even care because he should have been nominated and he should get it.
And actors like Greg Rucard, tell me, you know,
yeah.
themselves, and he would have been nominated, but they all put themselves aside for Michael and Ted. And, you know, this just teaches the cast that, you know what, even if you don't deserve or aren't Emmy worthy because of your storyline, submit yourself anyway because you'll get the nomination, Greg, you know.
I mean, Jacob Young does that whole I'm half out of my head, drunk, doped up looking stick every year. Did it really deserve an Emmy nomination? That boy hadn't deserved an Emmy nomination since he was Rick Forrester. That's when he deserved it, and I hadn't seen anything since. That deserved
well,
an Emmy nomination.
Yeah, what? Because the tornado happened in November.
Yeah.
Right? I bet you AMC swept because of the tornado and the Angie Jesse wedding helicopter CGI stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get, you know what, all of those.
I knew that AMC would do really well today just because.
B&B did Storm's Death, yeah. B&B did the big Stormy's Death and him rising from the grave and, I mean, the water. Yeah, and then they had the tornado, and Days had the crash. So, yeah, this what the translations, to borrow from Nelson, will be from all the rest of the shows that are good. You know, Barbara Loomis is telling Maria right now, damn it, I told you we needed a tsunami to hit Genoa City. We needed the tsunami.
They learned from Jill Farren Phelps. And you know Jill Farren Phelps today. They didn't get. They got a writing nomination, but they didn't get Best Show. And Jill Farren Phelps is probably throwing those plasma screens in a new hospital hub around. Damn it!
You know, LML. Like, and, you know, piggybacking off of Jillian, LML is going, see, they didn't have a Clearasil Springs disaster. So,
See, this and is a big story. Jamie and I were talking about this earlier. And I have this in my SUDS report, Emmy analysis. You know what? It's going to be harder for people like Ron Carlovati and Maria Rena Bell to, you know, fight for good quality on screen when this crap is being honored. Because Brian Franz, Barbara Bloom, Ken Corday will just say, well, no one cares. Look.
Well, and the ratings, Days of Our Lives is up and All My Children is up.
Well, and all these people that vote for this, since the fans don't vote, they are all people who wish they were in primetime and film. So they see these big spectaculars, right, and they're like, ooh, cool, I want to be on a plane that crashes. They don't know what
they
the viewers
be on
at home want.
They want
All
be on
My
Lost.
Children is up because of Eden Regal, and I refuse to believe that it's anything with her tornado crap or Jamie Lunar.
Mel, talk to me about Jeff Branson.
Jeff Branson got to Guiding Light December 5th, 2008. So you're telling me it was like 3 weeks left in the year, and 3 weeks of that his work was Emmy-worthy? I mean, while yes, he was good, I really don't think he should be on that list for 3 weeks' worth of stuff.
And Mel, just because of that, I'm going to give you a church, because you damn right. You damn Skippy.
Well, he recited those old Tom Pelfrey scripts very well.
Tom Pelfrey was quite successful with those.
For All My Children, so, and
but still, he was still on there for 3 weeks. I'm saying, like, give it to somebody who was on a show for a year and not
for 3 weeks. I know, but they don't. The industry doesn't know that. They're not watching Guiding Light. So they,
but
you
does
know.
It
but
go?
This is an interesting nomination, because now all the Reva, Josh, Shane and Mara have all been nominated for Emmys, that entire family. And of course, Jonathan. Sorry, go on. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, no, my question is, does it go January to December, or does it go like February to February or something?
Jan 1st to December 31st.
Because these nominations just don't make any sense.
Well, speaking of which, let's go to the Outstanding Younger Actress category, and I'll have you pick up on that, Tina. Outstanding Younger Actress, Meredith Hagner, As the World Turns, Rachel Melvin, Days of Our Lives, Kirsten Storms, General Hospital, Julie Berman on General Hospital, and Emily O'Brien, The Young and the Restless. What's your take on Julie Berman?
I don't know. Once again, I guess it depends what she submitted. I mean, I can see Kirsten Storms. I think that's a great one. I'm really surprised that Kristen Alderson is not on this list. I honestly thought she was going to get one. I guess you guys must be really, really happy, because I don't think all your hair models made it in. So
No, by comparison, this is the category that should have the most improved award.
Yeah.
Where's Vail Bloom, damn it?
You better
Thursock.
I can't believe
year,
it.
The year that Tam and Thursock actually learned how to act, she's not nominated.
Reach learned how to act, but
yeah. She's the year that she sucked. Now, Mel, I gave your Mandy Bruno some kudos, so now don't be trusting that.
All right. I'll try harder.
Tammin went up against Eric Braeden. Mandy did a good death scene with Coop. I'm talking about EP.
Not only that, Tammin Sursock, not only that, Tammin Sursock just bitch slapped Amelia Hiley, who is a soap vet. It was Amelia who? Amelia what?
I'm a soap bitch.
Well, credit.
Jillian, what do you think?
The Scampi on the City make you a soap bitch.
Can I just add, Tina, don't quote me, Tina, but I my sources of GH told me that Julie submitted her Jeannie Francis scene. So Jeannie Francis.
Oh, well, then that all makes all the sense in the world now.
Now, Jillian, last year, Emily O'Brien was nominated.
Good for Meredith. I like Meredith.
Okay, and I'll get to her in a moment. Emily O'Brien was lumped in with Tammin Sursock and Vail Bloom and sort of got the short end of the stick because of it, but she had decent stuff. She's a good actress. Do you think that this – I mean, she had a lot of stuff last year. What do you think of her being nominated?
She had some good stuff, but I don't know. I'm on the fence with her, too. It was some good stuff, but was it really – worth her being nominated? I don't know. I'm just on the fence with her.
Jamie, you had mentioned Meredith Hagner. You were really hoping for her.
Understated, underrated, little scrappy good actor on that show.
Yep.
That if I, you know, if I had my druthers, I could pick the 10 people that would be on there, and she and Parker would be one. I know a lot of people don't like them, but I like Parker and Liberty, and you know, because they provide really good conflict for the Snyder Farm incest fest, at least. And she's a good little actress. I'm happy about her, and I'm happy about Rachel Melvin. And I'm happy about this entire list. You know, this lead actress and younger actress, they got it right, in my opinion.
And that leads me, I wanted to bring up Rachel Melvin. Nelson, what do you think?
You know, I'm actually a fan of Rachel's. I would have definitely replaced her with Kristen Alderson. I was more happy about her nomination from last. Like Jamie said, this is not like, you know, the worst category out of the bunch. Good for Rachel.
Yes.
Do you think, here's a question, and I'm just, this is not anything intel. So
don't
that
bring your babies to the Emmy cat.
So that no one will say, Daytime Confidential is saying this. No, this is just my question. Do you guys think that since both she and Brandon Buddy were snubbed, that maybe because the industry watched Kristen grow up as star, that the whole star getting pregnant maybe skeeved them out to where maybe a newcomer could have played? I don't know. I'm just wondering. Maybe they were like,
it didn't happen with Kimberly McCullough, and she won when the character got HIV. I don't know. I don't know. It could have been out of context, really dramatic shit, and the voters may have just, I don't know. I mean, I don't speak insanity, so I don't know how these people
How they voted. They just took everybody who submitted, they took a dartboard and just went, Bradford Anderson, and then they just went all apeshit after that.
Since this is such a tough or such a good category, I want to go with predictions on this one. This won't be for the record. We'll save that for the predictions podcast. Who do you think of these ones will win it? Nelson, who do you think?
Kirsten Storm.
Oh, I love
Jamie.
You, Nelson.
Who do I think will win it?
Yeah. You have the right to change your mind for the predictions podcast.
Oh,
but as of today.
Thank you, kind sir. Julie Berman, because this industry loves Jeannie Francis. So if she submitted that, I think Julie Berman will get it.
Mel?
I think Kirsten should get it, but Julie will get it.
I'm going to go with Kirsten Storms.
Jillian?
I already told. Well, I agree with Nelson. Kirsten Storms.
Tina?
It's going to be one of the two out of GH.
Okay. Outstanding Younger Actor.
Ashrap!
What?
Shut up.
Outstanding.
Who do you think will get it, Luke?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think.
Oh, yeah,
Storms.
Luke.
Okay.
My opinion doesn't ever seem to count for anything.
Yes, it does.
Let's see here. Outstanding Younger Actor. Cornelius.
Cue the violin.
I know, right?
All My Children, Darren Brooks, Days of Our Lives, Blake Barris, Days of Our Lives, E.J. Bonilla, Guiding Light. I'm sorry, I can't do that without laughing. Brighton McCrever, The Young and the Restless. Let's tackle E.J. Bonilla first. Be laughing.
Bonilla.
Bonilla? Okay.
Yes.
Did you take Spanish in school when there's two L's?
No,
you know, Bonilla, Tortilla, you know, they all kind of go together.
Okay. Mel, Guiding Light fan that you are, rationalize this one for me.
I can't because he's terrible and that baby can't act his way out of a paper bag. And how he ended up on this list is beyond me.
He's the new David Lago.
No, he's not even dead, because David Lago was cute. I got nothing for this one.
He ain't bad looking.
They fired him, and it's like they didn't have any younger actors, so they just throw him in because they just want a nomination. And then that's always when these people do win a nomination. It's like, can you imagine? You're fired. We're going to recast your role, which is what's talked about a lot. But, you know, but by the way, can you submit yourself under Younger Actor just in case you get another nomination?
I don't think he's that bad. I will go on record.
Yeah,
I do
not
think E.J. Bonilla is not that bad of an actor.
He's not that bad.
I don't think he's any worse than Jessica Lechia. I'm sorry. Kill me if you want. I love Otalia. Hey, I love Otalia, but we were dogging the hell out of that girl before they paired her in a lesbian story.
I liked her before.
I'm sorry. I like Jessica. She's a good actress, but she's about in the same caliber as EJ.
Maybe EJ would be better if he'd spend as much time opposite Crystal Chappelle as she has.
Well, right. I think Jessica is really good. She's learned from the past.
I mean, if Brighton McClure can be nominated for 75, younger, I need the NCAA to come in and check that boy's age violation.
Yeah.
Nominated. Now, he didn't start on that show as a little kid like Kirsten Alderson, a little girl, little bitty Robin from GH. That boy was a grown-ass man damn near when he came on there, and he's still nominated for Best Younger Actor. I'm like, if he's out there next year, I'm calling somebody.
I think he's older than Jeannie Cooper.
You know, Jillian, Jamie just took away my question for you. What do you think of Brighton McClure?
He doesn't need to be on the
earpiece is what qualifies him. It's less than a year old.
He's like, that baby is special. We have to nominate him. What's the matter with him? That's what they're saying over there.
They're just throwing in people in there so they can shut everybody out, so they can sweep, so they can say, we have everybody in there. I'm convinced because he did not have anything worthy. Him getting up into Kane's grill and, I can't believe you did that to Lillian, rolling his neck, please. He didn't deserve it. He did not deserve it.
Tina?
His neck all he wants.
Yes.
Did Cornelius Smith Jr. deserve a nomination?
Yeah. I can see his nomination. It actually makes sense to me. I don't understand, you know, well, Brandon Buddy kind of sucked a little bit last year. He's doing much better work this year, so hopefully he gets the nomination.
Eddie Alderson, though, was a huge omission.
Well, what did he truly – I mean, he had some stuff last year, but
– he had as much as Brighton McClure, you know.
You know, this year, Eddie Alderson's going to have a lot more stuff. You know, the glaring omission is off this list was missing off the prenom list, which was Dylan Cash. So,
and Nick Hazen is As the World Turns fans.
Yeah.
Nelson, what do you think of Darren Brooks and Blake Barris?
I love Blake Barris, and I'm very, very, very happy for him. And he was in my should be nominated list. I didn't think he would break through because, you know, he had been in material in the past and was omitted. Darren Brooks, he's okay. He's not, like, anything special. You know, I think Brandon was a huge omission. And then I think Daniel Kennedy did something kind of unique this past year, so I was a little shocked that he wasn't nominated.
He played Clark Kent.
He's Pete Cortland.
Thank you, Nelson. I'm like, Clark Kent? What the hell are you talking about?
I think Eddie Alderson and Brandon, I agree with Luke, were admitted. I don't know what Brighton is doing. He's on his knees at Young and the Restless. I think he's okay. He's an okay actor.
What happened is he had Eva, how is her last name pronounced? Is it Marcel?
Yes.
She helped him figure out how to rig the vote, like on America's Next Top Model.
Can I just say Cornelius Smith, I think, is the best actor out of that bunch, and I really hope he does win.
Before we go to Outstanding Writing Team, Jamie, I know Blake Barris is a favorite of yours on Days of Our Lives when he was on there. What do you think of his nomination?
Oh, I think it's great. I think Blake will be, you mark my words, he'll be like Jensen Ackles. He will go on from this and be successful. Darren Brooks, I'm hoping that he dates a socialite that keeps him in the blogs.
Outstanding Writing Team. The nominees are All My Children, The Bold and the Beautiful, General Hospital, and One Life to Live.
Sounds worse than you say it out loud, Luke.
Well, and so much of what we said about the Outstanding Drama series can just go ditto for the writing team, with the exception of One Life to Live.
I just really hate the fact that all three of the ABC soaps got nominated in this category, because, you know, it's going to make certain people look good that don't deserve it. You know,
Name names, Tina.
All My Children and General Hospital do not belong on this list.
Barbara and James will win an Emmy if All My Children wins. It'll be the Dina Higley / Ron, issue. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think they'll have a chance in hell, but Go on. Sorry.
So any final thoughts on this before I go to the next person, Tina?
No.
Okay. Jillian, what's your take on the outstanding writing nominations?
It sucks. Donkey Booty, I mean, The Bold and the Beautiful? Give me a break.
They have the suicide episode, and that was well written, and not by
so
Brad
what?
Or Patrick.
I don't care. So what? The only one on this list that I really am rooting for is One Life to Live. But then you got the, didn't y'all say the Higley aspect of it?
Well, Days of Our Lives isn't nominated for writing this year, but it's nominated for drama. But Dina Higley got writing last year.
Yeah, she won't win. The thing with YNR, the fact that Maria was not nominated, which to me is just the biggest story of this year's nominations, you would think that now Ron has this free and clear because I would have thought Maria would win. So he ideally should win. I think he's submitting the 1968 storyline, which I know from the voters on the WGA Awards panel, they didn't really like it that much. So if he submits that, which I hear he did, instead of a brilliant anniversary episode, then I think GH will take this, or All My Children. Actually, you know what? All My Children may win this because of Angie and Jesse's reunion, which was really Barbara and James. So
it was Agnes Nixon.
Well, yes.
I'm just looking at this, and all I can think is, other than One Life to Live, Passions deserves its hairstyling nomination more than the other three deserved a nomination for writing team.
Oh, Passions deserves best writing better than the other three. Yeah. I would cancel all three of those shows and put Cat Passions in either one. Well, not GH, because I just couldn't do that to my heart. But if I'm being real, you know, I'm sorry. All My Children and that other bull, you know, The Bold and the Beautiful is awful. It is worse than Passions on its best day. And last year, that suicide mess, Catherine Kelly Lang saved that debauchery. Stormy, don't do it, Stormy. It's like him rising up out of that water like a fool.
I did love the directing for Bold and Beautiful, the suicide episode. Remember they had all these great camera shots? They even didn't get a directing nomination, which is the one thing.
Catherine Kelly Lang run down that hallway. Everybody raves about Ellen Wheeler running around all over the place, but Catherine Kelly Lang in her stilettos runs down that hallway to stop Stormy from shooting himself. Yeah. Does anybody say anything about that? No.
Or her morgue scene. I'm dying to know if she submitted. That was, I think, some of her best work ever. You know what? Like I said last year, Catherine Kelly Lang could be Meryl Streep and she'll never get a goddamn nomination.
But well, by comparison to some of these other people, she is Meryl Streep. Mel, what do you think of the writing
team? I'm just appalled that Hunter Tylo didn't win for the riveting work that she did.
No, Molly Burnett was robbed.
And so was Jacqueline McInnes Woods for that amazing scene on the her Titanic moment on the roof of Forest of Creation.
River on The Young Restless.
And Farrah Fath was right up there, too. Yeah, okay.
Mel, what's your thoughts on the writing team?
Yay, go One Life to Live. That's about all I can say for this, because every time I try to watch All My Children, I can only get through 8 minutes before I have to turn the channel.
Nelson, any last thoughts on writing before we go to our final thoughts?
You don't like hearing people being called bitches and hoes? Speaking of which, is Snoop Dogg writing All My Children? Putting that out there for thought.
Final thought on writing, I'm shocked, and disgusted. I almost didn't even want to go to the Emmys this year because Maria was not nominated.
Oh, honey,
Hogan Shepherd has won 4 Emmys for writing. I mean, this is a clear message. I don't know what the message is. I'm going to find out the message. Actually, oh my God. Okay, I just got an email from a source of mine on YNR. Hold on, let me just... Oh my God. Okay, this may explain stuff. YNR thought... Because in the past, you could submit 2 episodes for consideration, to win. And they, for the nomination, they submitted the Paris episode, not Sabrina's death. Oh, my God. You heard it here, folks. Oh, my God. And they thought for the win that they would, because they couldn't decide between Catherine's funeral and the Sabrina aftermath. Oh, my God, they submitted.
Are you serious?
Well, they went on location, so they should have at least got a drama.
Well, no wonder Eric Braeden and didn't get a nomination.
Nobody wanted to see Eric Braeden and Eileen Davidson in the Affair to Remember, the senior edition for the Emmys.
Oh, no. And then, hold on, let me read this. Okay,
great.
Weinhardt is shocked. They're shocked and upset. This is funny. My source said everyone on the show, or the upper echelon, said Nelson's going to be really pissed off. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Maria.
It makes sense now, doesn't it? It's just like...
It does, but final thoughts.
Love Eileen, but seriously, people... Now, where was Paul Rauch when they picked that clip? He should have been yelling at that girl.
Oh, no. That Nelson? Carousel was Sharon Case. Oh, yeah, they had Catherine's funeral, for God's sake.
Nelson, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I am I'm not going to repeat myself. I'll add an extra thought that I haven't shared with you guys. Really shocked about Caroline Hennessy for Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah.
She's a quintessential supporting actress, and I hope that Bradford Anderson thanks Mona V. Juice when he wins his Emmy.
Mel, final thought.
Really, really upset about Crystal Chappelle not being in Supporting Actress, and One Life to Live and Young the Restless pretty much getting snubbed. I can't say anything else.
Jillian?
Go Judith Chapman! Oh, wait, she didn't get nominated. My final thought is, go Jeannie Cooper. Let them know that you could be 80 and still be fly.
Tina?
All I can say is I'm really, really glad that Michael Easton didn't get nominated.
Oh, you didn't like him snarling and... Rah, 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 rah,
rah. No, it's the greaseball look that doesn't do it for me. Also, kudos to whoever voted that Maurice Bernard was not nominated.
You mean you didn't like Sonny calling people bitches and hoes, too?
Jamie.
Well, those girls are bitches and hoes. No.
Jamie, final thoughts?
My final thoughts is congratulations, imaginary bitches!
Yes!
F you, Chuck Pratt!
We got to find out what All My Children is not. He's not. All My Children, ironically, is nominated in the same, you know, new media category. So, like, for what?
Yeah, I guess they did. I didn't know. Maybe they did some kind of.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You could guarantee for damn sure that Andrew Miller knows the specifics of Eden Regal's contract and will not be using it as an excuse should one of the bitches on that show decide to take a leave. My final thought is the two biggest losers of 2008 are Melody Thomas Scott and Trevor St. John.
The fans and fans.
Until next time, we thank you for listening. So
sell your Valtrax elsewhere.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Love you, Vanessa Williams.
Where is Vanessa Marcel coming?